is a Virgin Radio Dubai podcast.
You and I.
Maz Hakim.
Maz.
Spilling the tea.
As long as I'm with you, it's where I belong.
Be kind to yourself, be kind to the people around you.
Look after each other.
Hey, I'm Maz.
Look After Yourself special series.
Let's go!
On this week's episode of Spill the Tea with Maz, we do have another episode of Look After Yourself. This week, someone incredibly special from King's Hospital London, Dr. Eleanor. Welcome to Spill the Tea.
Thank you, Maz. Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
My pleasure. It must be such a stressful time to be a doctor.
Yeah, certainly it is pretty stressful being on this side of it all. But, you know, here at the hospital, we've got a fantastic team working round the clock, looking after, you know, people that are getting sick and keeping us safe as well. So it certainly is. It's worrying, but not just as a doctor. I think it's worrying for all of us, isn't it? As,
you know,
yeah, absolutely. It's so unprecedented what's happening. We didn't predict it. We couldn't predict it. So it's, yeah, scary times all around.
Absolutely. So obviously everybody's so scared for a variety of different reasons. One of the main reasons being coronavirus. Is there any way, I mean, it's a scary thought, but is there any way that we can prepare ourselves, you know, or build our immunity for COVID-19?
Well, I guess there are lots of general measures we can do. I mean, the thing with corona, you know, as you'll know, coronavirus has been around. Not this type, of course. This is a new type, but there are other types of coronaviruses. Viral infections, typically the way we treat them is with supportive management. And that's why this has given us such difficulty, you know, as medical professionals treating it. We don't have a cure. There isn't necessarily something we can give you.
Yeah.
So it is really important that, you know, we try and get across to you to do everything you can to look after yourselves. And, you know, it's simple stuff that most of us know. We just don't think about it. You know, it's about getting enough rest, it's drinking plenty of fluids, it's eating healthily and getting our portions of fruit and veg, and exercising. You know, exercise is so good for our brain health, for our mental health, but for our physical health as well. And now that the restrictions have been lifted and we're able to go and, you know, even just get, it doesn't have to be any form of serious exercise, getting out for a walk is all it takes. And that's probably, you know, those are the key things to try and maintain your immunity and keep yourself healthy.
So there's no magic potion or there's no like turmeric ginger, you know, situation that we can have that can like, you know, protect.
There's not. I mean, I'm a great believer in all of those things. And, you know, vitamin C is the big one that people always try and boost. And there's absolutely no harm in doing that. Turmeric, ginger, all of these things are certainly fantastic. But it's all, you know, what's part of your daily routine is perfect. There's no one thing, or else we would absolutely all be taking it.
Why are some people more at risk? Why does it affect different people differently?
I guess it's, you know, it's like all infections as such. So we see certain populations as being at higher risk. And what that really means is that they may not have the reserve, they may not have the backup to fight this infection as much as the next person who doesn't have these illnesses. So, you know, the high risk population are the elderly, of course, people with chronic diseases, things like diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, pregnant women as well. And we still class, you know, we're seeing it affecting children differently, certainly, but we still would class children in that category as well. So, you know, to answer the question directly, it's difficult because it's so new, you know. With other infections, we've got years and years of data and of things to look at, and we can clearly see why it affects this person over this person. And we haven't got there yet with this one. So even though, you know, you're young, you're fit, you're healthy, we're still seeing those people get really, really sick, which is why it's scary times in that sense, and why we have to stress to everyone to keep themselves safe.
And what do you have to say for people who don't social distance? I mean, some people think, well, you know, I'm fit, I'm healthy, they're not really doing the social distancing thing properly. Why is social distancing so important?
I think it's a bit selfish, if I'm allowed to say that, when people don't social distance, because it's not just about us, it's about preventing the spread. You know, it's about that person's elderly mum, and someone else doesn't social distance and they have the virus, they haven't developed symptoms yet, or they're asymptomatic and they pass it on. And you know, and the thing that the big things that we can do to try and prevent spread are, you know, to social distance, to wash our hands, and you know, we've been told to wear masks, we should wear masks, absolutely. And it's just that, it's not just, you know, you or I get it, we might be okay, but think of who we could pass it on to, and that's why we want to manage this as best we can.
And how quickly does, I mean, we've heard so many different ways of how COVID-19 can spread. You see, how many different ways are there for this to be caught? I mean, is it, do you need to be within the same vicinity? What if you're in an outdoor space? Is it still the same?
Yeah. Well, we're still working on the theory that it is droplet spread. So it's when you cough, when you sneeze, that's how we get it. And of course, then if we do have it and we have droplets around our face, then we touch that, or we touch someone else. We're still not sure yet how long it's living on surfaces. It's another area that we're trying to research quickly and look into. But there is thought being given to that, you know, perhaps the virus is on a surface, we touch our face and become infected. And again, that's where it comes back to hand washing as well. You know, the two key things: keep away from people, because if you cough, even inadvertently, it can spread. If you touch your hands and it's somewhere and you haven't washed them, that's how you're at risk of getting it as well.
So at the moment, I mean, everyone's staying home, we're working from home. What do you think some of the health concerns are after this period, COVID aside? It's a pretty tough period for everyone, I think, regardless of what industry you're in. What kind of health concerns do you foresee after COVID?
I think, you know, quite a lot. There's lots we can talk about there. I mean, the big one, of course, is mental health. Yeah. You know, people sometimes think I'm crazy, but I feel lucky that I come into work each day. I get to walk out of the house, drive in here, and actually interact with people. And I think, you know, certainly seeing patients, seeing family members working at home, it's so different. Although, you know, we perhaps think initially it's great, I get to stay at home all day. You know, we're, what, 11 weeks down the line now for some people. That's a long time to be staying at home. So it's remembering mental health, remembering that it's okay to feel like you're suffocated. It's okay to be struggling with it, and talk to people about it. Talk to whoever that may be, your friends, your family, your doctor. You know, and I am seeing increasing numbers of patients coming in to talk about their mental health, because it's such a difficult time. So that's the first thing. I guess the other thing is remembering that, you know, all the stress, or not all the stress, or all the focus health-wise is on corona at the minute. Yeah. There are other things making people sick. And don't ignore that, you know, just because you think, well, I can't come to the hospital, I can't see a doctor. You can, you know, we can do it over Zoom. There are lots of different ways to reach out, and don't suffer with other things because you think you should stay away.
Right. So it's important to address those things as well, because, yeah, a lot of people avoiding, like you said, they're avoiding leaving the house, or, you know, and it could make the symptoms of something else worse, or ignoring that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's great. You know, medicine has changed massively. We're able to do, you know, we can do some parts of medicine like this as well. So it's taken steps forward. But yeah, don't, if you have concerns, if you have worries, don't ignore it. If you have questions, ask them, rather than just, you know, sitting at home worrying.
Absolutely. So for a lot of the patients who are suffering or have developed, you know, some sort of mental health issues, you know, during this period, or as a trigger of this period, what do you suggest to them? Should they come into the hospital? Should they practice, you know, certain meditation or breathing techniques, or should they come into the hospital?
Yeah, so there's, I do a lot of mental health, I guess, as I'm from the UK, and GPs in the UK, that's a lot of what we do. It was almost our bread and butter. I very much try and kind of figure out an individual plan for each patient as we go along. So there are lots of different options that can help. You know, some things that I suggest, some patients will say, no, that's not for me, that's not going to work. So we try and figure our way through. The first thing is finding someone you're comfortable to open up with. And that may be, you know, it doesn't have to be a doctor. That could be, you know, you might start with, you know, you're going to see the physiotherapist because you've got a sore back and you've got a good relationship with them, and you have a chat with them, and they can signpost you in the right direction. Doesn't have to be a psychiatrist. It's a word that some people get really scared about, but it might be that that's who you want to go and see. Mm-hmm. So when people come and chat to me about it, it's more about having a discussion and finding out how they feel. And then we've got lots of options from there. You know, things that people can try at home. Meditation, absolutely. There are lots of really good apps on the market, more and more popping up that people can plug into and just try and switch off and try and, you know, meditate and just give your brain a little bit of space for a while. That's not for everyone. You know, some people switch into these things and say, no, I can't do that. Exercise is another thing that works for some people. Yeah. Again, just getting out, getting, you know, endorphins flowing can be a really good way to help settle things. Yeah. Taking a break from work, you know, I think it's really difficult when you work from home. You have to be accessible all the time. You know, people, I think, are working longer hours now. So just structuring a day where you actually get breaks. There are other more formal types of talking therapy, usually done through a counsellor or a psychologist, that we can signpost to. And sometimes people need medicine for it, and that's another area that we discuss. So it's very much about figuring out an individual plan with each patient. But first and foremost, I think they've got to be comfortable with what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you come in contact with anyone with corona, or is that something that, you know, assisting with at the moment, or at King's?
Yeah, King's-wise, we've got, absolutely, we've come in contact with corona. I feel very fortunate. I've been really well protected from it in family medicine. So we've got our outpatient department here, where clinics are still running, and we've got quite a good system in place that if you do either contact us or come into the hospital and you've got any of those symptoms or any of those concerns, you're directed via a different route if you may need testing. And so for me here in clinic, I feel very, very safe and very protected. I have seen patients with corona, but I've been fortunate, you know, to have adequate PPE and be well looked after. We have an amazing, amazing team that are looking after the corona patients. So I absolutely have to take my hat off to them. They're doing a fantastic job, far more than I am.
Are you scared as a doctor? I mean, how are you doing? There's so much pressure on doctors right now. You know, everyone's saying it's their job, you know, it's their duty. Is that something, you know, scary, because it is all of a sudden, it's real, right?
Yeah, very much it is. And I think even as a doctor, I think I was quite naive to all of this to start off with. You know, January, February time when this started to appear, I perhaps didn't catch on that quickly to what this was going to be. I'm not sure that I feel scared. I think this is the role that I've signed up for. And, you know, my job is to help people. I love that. I love that I get to do that every day. So as with probably most doctors, nurses, healthcare workers, any of the workers in this, we will jump in feet first. And it's not just, I think we mentioned doctors and nurses so much. It's the whole team that's helping this country to function and continue to function. Everyone is working so hard. I'm scared at the extent of it and the level of it. We've never seen anything like this before. But what's good is that as a world, because of social media, because of everything, we're able to see what's going on worldwide and try and keep on top of it. But yeah, who knows where we're going with this, unfortunately.
It is a pretty scary thought. How do you think the world of medicine is going to change moving forward after Corona? Is it, I mean, everything's changing, but how do you think, you know, doctors and the world of medicine?
I think, I don't know that we were necessarily worldwide prepared for this. You know, the PPE is the big thing that there are shortages of worldwide. Should we be better prepared in that sense? I think the fantastic thing is how we've all unified together. You know, the strides that are being taken to try and get a vaccine for this, to try and help with treatment. Teams are working together worldwide to help try and fight this, to share what evidence we've got, to share what treatments are working, what's not working. So it's just unified medicine that little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, and it's changing how we work, as we'd said before. The, you know, me doing consultations over a video app is fantastic. I can do this. It also, I think, will help us, you know, if you need some more of your medicine, you don't necessarily need to come to the hospital. Why can't we do it over Zoom? Why can't we have a chat this way? So yeah, it's good to point out. Actually, it's really, really useful and interesting point that good things will come of this. I know it doesn't feel like that at the minute, but we'll get there.
Hopefully, yeah. It's I guess we're all waiting for this to be over, and yeah, you know, all doctors, you guys are doing such an incredible job, just being in, you know, in a hospital and helping people and guiding us through all of it. Hats off to you.
Oh, thank you. Hats off to everyone. We're all working hard.
We are. Dr. Eleanor, or Ellie, as you like to be called, it's been such an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add or say to people who are afraid of COVID or afraid of coming to the hospital?
No, I think, you know, I guess first thing is it, the message is still to stay home and do that. You know, the three big things: stay home, social distance, wash your hands. That's, everyone knows that. And it's so, so true that that's what we should do. But equally, don't, like we said, don't ignore other things. We are here, you know, I'm sure other facilities as well, but it is safe. We are looking after people that come here. So if you need to come or arrange a video consultation and talk things through.
And where can people contact you and see you if they want to have a consultation with a fantastic doctor at a great hospital?
So I'm at the hospital in Dubai Hills. So I'm at King's College Hospital in Dubai Hills. So you can contact us there. You can get in touch with me on Instagram. I'm Dr. LEDXB. Lots of ways to reach out and chat. Even if you had any questions, any concerns, I'm happy to answer them.
This is a Virgin Radio Dubai podcast.